I think of the lush stillness of the end of a world, sung into place by singers and the rattle of turtles in the dark morning. When embers from the sacred middle are climbing out the other side of stars, when the moon has stomp danced with us from one horizon to the next, such a soft awakening.
In Indian country, the term boarding school evokes images of children torn from families, mouths being washed out with soap, long braids chopped. But for some, the boarding school was a garden in which new things sprouted and grew. This was true for an Arikara musician who picked up his first set of drumsticks at Flandreau Indian School. Today, on Contemporary Rhythms, Milt Lee talks with Leo Lockwood about his introduction to contemporary Native music.
Great music doesn't necessarily grow out of a great environment. Musicians often seek rhythm and sound out of need, out of loneliness, out of heartbreak. In a sense, boarding schools were like an incubator. Leo Lockwood, an Arikara man from Newtown, North Dakota, is one of these people.
I think the whole influence of music started way back when I was in the third grade. I was shipped off to a boarding school. And at the time, there wasn't very many activities. And with the boarding school life, there's a lot of peer pressure. There's a lot of rivalry between kids. And one of the things that I've done was I've retreated into my room for safety.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes you see that I get mad.
And they had this phonograph that you could check out. And I found it more comforting to go check out the phonograph and listen to all, you know, they had some up-to-date music, but, and then just staying by myself and listening to music. And then after a while, as I got a detail, there was one of the personnel would give me a little bit of money every now and then. I bought myself a pair of drumsticks from the local music store. And I put one of the album covers, I just put it on top of the garbage can, the square garbage cans, and I would start drumming to the beat of the music. And I've done that for third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth grade. And, you know, from all that time, I was getting real interested in the, what would you call it, the rudiments of music and drumming. And then when I got into high school, there was, into Flandreau, they had equipment there that for a band, you know, drums, guitars, and amps. And I've never played on a full drum set. And I tried it out, and it seemed so easy for me.
While still in high school, Leo and his buddies formed a band. They played all over in boarding schools, sometimes in bars.
One time we played down at Vermilion at a place called the Crow's Nest. And they kind of had to get special permission to book us in there because we were all underage. And as we were playing, there was this guy that just happened to stumble in the door. He was kind of drinking, and he came up to the band and he said, my name's Floyd Westerman. Do you mind if I do a few numbers with you? And we didn't know who he was. But once he got on stage, he was playing all these songs, and he just kind of like, we're just thinking, gee, I wish this guy would go away. He's taking over the whole show.
Here come the anthro that had you passed away. Here come the anthro on another holiday. And the anthros bring their friends.
Floyd Westerman was the new voice of Native music. He was heavily into the American Indian movement, and his music put protest to a country beat.
But I always remember that. He probably don't remember us, and little did I know, a few months later, he came to the school with his whole band, and they sounded good. He had his records and everything, and it was just like, wow, man, he was right there playing with us, you know. And
Custer died for yourself.
has to die for yourself.
We were influenced by Floyd when he came up on stage, and I still remember how good they sounded. And to me, it was just like, I want to be good. I want to be up on stage. I want to be kind of in that light, you know, to have all the people really appreciate me, you know, for the music and stuff. And
in the boarding schools, making music began as a survival tool, a way to get by, a form of expression. But these early musicians, like Leo Lockwood and Gordon Bird, paved the way for the next generation. Groups like Indigenous and Lightfoot and Jackie Bird. Besides, it just gets under your skin. You can't help yourself. Those strings, those sticks, that beat.
The thing for me is when you get together with these other musicians and you hear the sound, that when you all come together, it sounds so good. It's just like you're a part of this sound, and it just feels good. And music was one of the biggest things that kept me in school. I think if it wasn't for music, because my academics weren't that great, and I really didn't like being in school, because to me it was like, I don't really want to do this English, and I don't really want to do this writing, but I know that this weekend I got to dance in Mardi, so I'm just going to kind of hang in there so I can get that done, you know. But I eventually did, and as I got done with that, I eventually went on to community college. I got my associate's degree, and then the school was encouraging me, go a little more, and I got my bachelor's degree, and they kept encouraging me, and I got my master's degree, and now I'm sitting here thinking, I got my master's degree, and I'm a kid that didn't even like school. But I'm saying, you know, if that music wasn't there in the beginning, I probably wouldn't even have a GED, you know. And I always look at music as my stepping stone that took me a lot of places, that got me to where I'm at today. One of my goals now is, remember that movie that come out, that School of Rock? I'm going to try to create something like that for the kids around here. I have a place where I'm going to set up all the equipment, and then as there's a few little kids that are interested in music, I'm going to try to capitalize on that, encourage them, and try to reinforce their music, and hopefully I can recreate kind of what happened in my life so that they will stay in school, they'll stay away from drugs and alcohol, and find music as a good tool that will help them.
From Newtown, North Dakota, this is Milt Lee for Wisdom of the Elders.
Contemporary Rhythms is written and produced by Milt Lee of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe and his wife, Jamie Lee, who live and work in Rapid City, South Dakota. Check out their website, realrez.com, for more of their work.